Blog Talk Radio.
We are guardians of the free constitutional republic. We take our liberty and the responsibility for that upon ourselves. We answer to one law and one law only, the Constitution of the United States of America. We will defend our Constitution and Republic against all enemies, foreign and domestic, by force of arms. We are the Constitution's last resort. We will not fail. We will stand with our brothers and sisters from sea to shining sea and preserve the Republic of the United States of America. God save the Republic. Whiskey 6 out.
Hello, everybody. And welcome to the show. I'm trying to get everything in place. My phone just backed me out of where I should be. Joy. If you guys can hear me, we'll be right back up. Come on, studio. Hey, Whiskey, are you here?
I am, Rebel.
God save the Republic. You have to excuse me. Spring allergies. Can barely talk.
Right.
Want to bring something to you together. We are on the brink of war. Not a simple war, but a war right here. Our home soil. A war is going to be a sectarian war, civil war. Our nation's.
Oh, I. Go ahead, I'm sorry.
Our nation's even right now. Busy trying to provoke World War III with its enemies. Islamists are attacking Western nations, including ours, everywhere. And civil liberties are on the cusp of disappearing forever. I'd like to speak now to our brothers in uniform. Stop this. Wherever you see it, on your oath to the Constitution, and stop it with a bayonet if necessary. Same thing goes for law enforcement, federal and otherwise. Join us. We took the same oath you did. We stand ready. Join with you. And tell our common enemies, no more. We'll not take this any longer. By and large, our militia is alerted and ready. Across the country. We all know that the federal government has been rounding up patriots for things as far back as secure our borders. You're going to ground up the wrong patriot. If you do it in front of me, I will resist.
we will resist. But it's important to understand the definition of a militia. Militia is put in the Constitution as the last bulwark against an overreaching tyrannical government, where everything else has failed. We are at Thomas Jefferson. The beauty about the Second Amendment, it doesn't become important till you need it. We need it right now. As the fools who govern our country, launch air continental ballistic missiles, of which we have footage of one from Vandenberg Air Force Base. One of my senior officers took a video. Film of B-2 bombers staging out Whiteman and Tinker. Flinging around B-52s like your toys. They don't care anything about this country. They would incinerate it for their own purposes. But I tell you right now, we must, without exception, we must stand right now, no more. Where there isn't a country worth fighting for. Our economy, the world economy, is doomed. I don't know any other way to put it. There is no saving it. God knows what they have in mind. By and large, the economic stimulus that the European governments did has failed, and they've admitted so much. So it's showtime. Now I'd like to, you all know, Rebel Angel. I'd like to pass this on to her.
Yeah, go ahead.
Rebel, you are a militia woman. You are a commander of troops. Tell these people.
Yes.
They must do fulfill their obligation to the Constitution. Tell them that it's not impossible. Tell them that it can be done.
You're right, it can be. I mean, to know your rights, number one. Number two, always demand your rights. I've done it personally when I was in Alabama. I refused to show my driver's license. There, even though there is nothing wrong with my driver's license, it is my right. They should not ask to see them if I'm a passenger in a vehicle. And I refused. They held me on the side of the road for about an hour, but, hey, they never got my driver's license. And if you don't know your right, you're going to continue to lose them. Voting, we're voting tomorrow here in North Carolina. You need to be voting. Whether you believe in the system or not, don't let them take that right from you. Training. You need to be doing PT. You need to be learning about your area. You need to build a community team. That way you know where to go and who to trust in your own backyard. You need to know the focal points in your area of operations. There's a lot of things that you need to be doing and making friends that are going to be there when the going gets tough. Because it's here. It's already happening. You won't hear it on the news. Everybody knows that. But there are a lot of things going on. You just got to get with some good teams and share information. A lot of these people don't like to share information, but if you don't share the information or intel that you learn, how is anybody else going to know what's going on? Because we know the media is not going to tell us. So you can find us pretty much anywhere. Whiskey?
That's right, Rob. What we do, we don't ask anything for it. We'll solicit money. We'll solicit allegiance to us. It's not what we do. We want the militia to be capable. We want the militia able to exercise its obligation to the Constitution, integral skills, force multipliers, to make them a real part of America's militia.
That's right. That's exactly right. We have connections all across the country in all the states, and as well as everybody else should. Because if we can't support each other, who's going to be there for us? I mean, it's going to be left up to us. Our government's not going to take care of us. We all know that.
It has been left up to us since the dawn of this nation. The words are very simple. The Constitution is 17 pages long. Read it. Can't take an oath or something unless you understand it. But we were put in there as the last guarantee that our nation would live free. Why people are shirking, why Americans are shirking from this right now, is beyond me. I cannot explain it.
But to well, everybody we have, yeah.
Acquiesce, turn the cheek one more time, is nothing but embolden our enemies.
Yeah, they're killing patriots now. They went from putting them in prison to killing them. We all seen that in Oregon. Well, how long is it going to be before they come for you or me? I know what I'm going to do if they come for me. God willing. I know what you're going to do. Everybody should be searching down in their heart and deciding what they're going to do and if they're prepared, if they do.
The power of the government is dissent from the consent of the covered. Withdraw your consent.
That's right.
They're not fit to govern us. We're not fit to govern a herd of feral cats. They're playing with nuclear weapons like the toys, and they don't care. This is your country. It's your God-given birthright. Those rights and the Bill of Rights were bestowed upon you by your Creator. They're unalienable. It means they can't be taken away. But we're letting them do it. We're letting them do it. Simple enough to stop. Withdraw your consent. Just not going to happen anymore.
Yeah, we're, look us up on Facebook. We have pages. Look us up on Twitter. Look us up at emails. Look us up at militias.ning.com. That would be malicious plural with an S on the end of it, .ning.com. You can contact us through there. Whiskey, anything else you'd like to say before they cut us off?
In the words of brothers and sisters in New Hampshire, live free or die. Seems to me we're dying. Might have been a slow death one time. Sure is getting faster. God's sakes, people. Take up arms. Nothing but to protect and defend your families, your homes. Because Rebel Angel's really, Mr. Finnegan was a martyr. He was shot dead. No matter time until it's you. God save our republic. Whiskey 6 out.
Thank you, Whiskey. And this would be Rebel signing off for the night. You guys have a great night. God bless. God bless our Republic. God save our Republic.